This is great. So hello everybody, welcome to the number one thing of podcast.
Yeah, number one of season one. Do you have seasons in podcasts?
We can make seasons.
Yeah, okay, well this can be episode one of season one of Room 20.
Yeah, Room 20, here we go.
Here we go, I'm Nadia.
My name's Brooke, so is I.
But Brooke, tell us what your real name is.
I don't want to tell you what your My real name's Elizabeth, okay?
And my name, Nadia, has a Z in it.
That's so, it's actually, tell us the story of how your name has a Z in it.
Well, you see, my mother wanted to call my sister Anastasia. I can't really remember why. But then she was like, right, well, I'm going to call my next daughter Alexandra, because she worked in the Princess Alexandra Hospital. And then she was like, well, I can't really go with the Russian theme and just call the next child, like, Laura. No offense to all the Doras out there. So then I was called Nadia with a Z, and then my younger sister's called Clarissa, so we just went with the theme. And yeah.
That's super spicy.
Thank you.
No actual problem.
Tell my mum that.
Dear Nadia's mum, you're so spicy.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is Room 20. So we've wanted to start a podcast for a week. No. It's been about a week now.
It's been a week and it's been a good week of preparing. We did a lot of preparing for this.
We charged our phones.
We didn't even. They're both on the charger right now.
But yeah, we just wanted to start a podcast because... Well, I guess the real reason we wanted to start a podcast is because we just think we're hilarious.
We actually really love ourselves. No, we met 2 months ago, and Brooke lives in room 20 of a secret location because we're scared of murders.
And it's Halloween.
I also have seen a ghost tonight.
We'll tell you that in a second.
But yeah, so Brooke moved into room 20. I've been in room 18 beside her for the past year. I moved back in there.
She's been two months. Oh, right.
I lived here for a year before Brooke.
Sorry.
So I came in here one day and our first hangout sesh, and we cried, laughed for the whole time.
Yeah.
And we were like, room 20 does weird things. And then we were like, how funny would it be if we started a podcast of all of our conversations in room 20? So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Be ready for it. Like, 1 minute we could be laughing and the next minute we could be crying. Like,
yeah. So it's going to be a roller coaster.
That's just how it works here in room 20, you know. Some crazy things have happened in this room.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's been conversations about pens, people lying.
But they're not actual liars.
But they actually were nice people. So I think we were just nervous.
I got on top of my... Okay, so since I moved in, so there's a gap between the top of my wardrobe and like the ceiling. And since I moved in, I was like, Nadia, I really want to be up there.
She loved it.
I just really want to be in that space with between the wardrobe and the ceiling.
Like, honestly, I feel like this might have been one of the first conversations we had in this room.
I was like, you're going to hate me. fun fact, actually, Nadia hated me when I moved out.
That is the truth. I did. I was threatened by her because she was really pretty, and I was like, crap. I was like, another girl for more competition. And then she came in the lounge where we were all sitting, and I was like trying to be like Queen Baby and like, this is my lounge, like, back off, girl. And she came in and we were all like, Sue, what's your name? And then she was like, Brooke, or whatever. And I was like, just by when she said Brooke and was all like, what's your guys' names? I was like, oh, I'm gonna love this girl. And you know what? I do.
You know what? I don't.
I actually don't. I still don't like her.
But yeah, so one day this week, was it this week? I was on top of the wardrobe.
Yeah. Yes, Sunday night, I think. Yeah.
So this Sunday night, I just got up there.
She did it.
Got on top of my wardrobe.
And you know what? We found some interesting stuff up there, didn't we?
Yeah, there was 2 books up there. I don't know where they went.
Creepy.
They're missing Halloween. This is also being recorded on Halloween. Fun fact.
Yeah. It's quite a scary night. I don't enjoy Halloween. I feel like it's really dark. And all day today, it's been really gloomy. Like, a lot of pathetic fallacy. Yes, that is the right word.
A lot of pathetic fallacy.
That's what it's called, right?
I don't know.
We also have Anna in the room with us, and she's just here doing her assignment, so if you hear another voice, it's not a ghost.
Actually, will we edit that out? They were just like, what? I don't know what was that, you guys. I'm scared.
You're going to hear a lot of us being scared because it's our new favourite phrase.
So it comes from that video, and like, see if you haven't seen it, like, you need to see it. The video of the little girl. And she's like, she's recording a, like a vlog or something, and she farts, and then she tries to not blame it on herself, and she's like, oh my goodness, I don't know what was that, you guys.
I'm scared.
And I definitely didn't do that.
It's so good. So that was another big bonding moment for Brooke and I. So then we were like, you know what? This is a thing that we're going to continue to do.
And it's fabulous.
We also put on very weird Belfast accents when we talk to each other. And sometimes I forget what our actual accents are. So we're going to try not to do that too much. Because, you know, it's
kind of annoying. It actually is. Like, we just walk into the same room, we're like, you, what's happening, London?
But yeah, so that's like a little introduction of like what our personalities are.
So feel free to not listen to this anymore.
If you don't want to listen, that's okay with us.
But sure, here's Halloween. I used to love Halloween when I was younger. But now, not so much. I used to hate... Do you know when you used to go trick-or-treating? Did you used to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Right. So you used to go trick-or-treating, and then people used to hand you, like, a bag of, like, the nuts. Yeah. So, like, the nuts you get in Five Guys.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't want these.
Yeah, I was like, what the actual flip? This is rubbish.
I remember... So, Halloween, when I was younger, we used to go trick-or-treating around my granny's street, right?
Yes.
And, like, it was just pure nice. But there was this... woman one day, and she was just handing out handfuls of coppers, like pennies and 2p's, and putting them in your bag. And I was like, all right, missus, any coppers this year and all?
That is so funny. Do you remember the song you used to sing? I don't know if you guys used to sing this, but it's like, the goose is getting fat, and who put a penny in the old man's hat if I haven't got a picture? Then God bless you. But that was a song that you used to trick or treat with, like, when you were younger. Yeah. So my granny and all taught us it. So we would go to their house, like, so we would dress up every Halloween and always trick or treat at your granny's house. Like, I think that's like an unwritten rule of life. So we was
granny, who am I? Oh, I don't know. It's a ghost. You're right.
Like, my granny would have pretended, like, our granny and granddad would pretend they didn't know who we were. Be like, oh my goodness, it's Nadia.
I didn't know it was you.
I was like, boo, granny, boo. I also used to absolutely hate the fireworks, like, hate them.
Really?
I remember screaming and yelling, and my dad literally, like, dragging me by the legs out of the house, like, we're going to watch the fireworks. And I was like, no!
I'm gonna blow up.
I really was scared of them, like.
I loved the fireworks.
I like them now.
But I'm from Derry, and we have the best fireworks of night.
Alright. Brooke is from Derry, if you couldn't have guessed already, and I found out over this past week that Derry is one of the best, or the best place in the world for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
So we really want to go there and have a little trip next Halloween, us three ladies. And just, like, trick or treat.
Trick or treat all round.
Imagine us three going trick or treating.
Any coppers?
Any coppers?
We're students, do you have any coppers?
I'll sing that song for you. If I haven't got a penny, a shilling will do. And if you haven't got a shilling, then God bless you. I actually might ring my mum and be like, Mum, what was that song?
I've never heard that.
Do you want me to ring my mum and ask her?
We were just like, trick or treat. And then you stood there.
Smell my fate.
Give me something nice to eat. I love, like, it's freaking bats. I love Halloween.
Honestly, but earlier on, we were all in the kitchen. We were cleaning our dishes. And I was singing in the window. Like, I was looking at myself in the window singing. As you do, while everyone else was doing my dishes. And I was, like, standing sideways. And I looked, and, like, I seen a head pop into the kitchen, but we lived with, like, what, like, 7 or 8 boys.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not that weird. Like, boys try to scare us all the time, which is fine, but it's just the fact that me and Anna were, like, because I screamed, so then Anna and I were, like, who was that? So then we, like, ran into the hall, and no one was there, and, like, no doors closed or anything. And, like, If it was, see, I thought it was Tommy, but Tommy literally sounds like a herd of elephants when he walks. So I don't know, I'm just a wee bit creeped out. But I also like know I've got the Lord and all that crack, so like I'll be fine.
Jump in pray for you here on the podcast.
Please.
Here, we should pray at the end of all our podcasts.
That'd be so nice.
You sounded like a ghost there, Noya.
Ooh.
Did anybody hear that? I don't know what was that, you guys.
I'm scared. Well, yes, we are both theology students. All three of us, actually. Everyone who lives here is a theology student.
Except for your mom. I'm joking, sorry.
What? My mom isn't actually a theology student. She's actually a nurse, so back off.
Back off, loser.
Loser. But no, yeah, I'm not a third year.
I'm a 15th year.
I'm actually a PhD. I'm a PhD student.
That's so smart, Nadia.
No, I'm a PhD. Wait, no, I'm not. I'm literally just a second year. I don't even know how to spell theology.
It starts with a Q, right?
Theology.
I'm a theologian.
A theologian.
Yeah, so Nadia is a second year and I'm a first year. But I'm 21, so technically I'm a mature student.
Technically, she is a mature student. I'm actually only 19, 20 in like 12 days. So if you all want to come and have a birthday party with me, I'll tell you my address.
19 Theologian Road.
Meet me there.
Actually, you'll be moving to 20 Theologian Road because you'll be coming 20.
Oh, that is.
You're moving house.
I'm 10-teen.
So we had this conversation in the room the other night and we were just like. So you have. 11 teen? No.
No.
1 teen.
1 teen is 10. And then.
No. 10 is
we
teen.
We've had this fight like 10 times as well.
So 10 is just teen.
Yes, sorry. And then 1 teen is 11.
11 and 2 teen is 12.
Yes, because when you get to 19, you literally are just 19 and 18 and yeah. 17.
Yeah.
And 16. And
15. 15. And 14. And so, 15. No, but 13. 13 changes because 13. Isn't 13, it's 13.
Yes, 13. 14. Oh, no, 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 it's only 19 that it works with, right?
No. 14, 15. Oh, 15, 15, 15, 15 16, 16, 17, 18, 18, 19.
So it's only 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and 14.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't get my GCSE maths.
Listen here, folks, sure.
It's out in the open. I'm embarrassed by it. I tried it over 7 times.
Really?
Yeah, and I even had a tutor who I actually... No, I'm not going to say that. Just in case someday he listens to this.
I was going to say she. He was really fantastic at maths. He could have been a mathologian.
A mathologian doing his PDHD.
Oh, well. I really enjoyed maths in school.
I wish I did. Like, it was one of those things that I always wish I could have... Because I think once you grasp it, like, it's one of those things that you're like, this is so good, and, like, this is easy. But because I hated it so much, I never wanted to grasp it. So I was like, don't care. And then I was just bad at it.
So I'm not going to say her name, right? Because I don't want to like shame her around. But one of my best friends in school, right? Sat beside me in maths. And like, I was doing a higher paper than her and she was doing a foundation paper. But she was just so funny. Like all the time. Like she could do the math. Like she could. But sometimes she just said things and I was just like, how could you possibly? So there was like, one question was like, there was a cuboid, right?
Right.
Picture of a cuboid. And then there was like a, I'm just going to say. So she said a rectangular void, which is, so it was like fill in the name of this thing. And she was all,
no.
It's a rectangular void. What do you call it? I can't remember now.
A cuboid?
No, a cuboid, but rectangular form.
I don't know why you're asking me because I literally don't have my GCSE maths.
Right, I forget what you call it anyway, right? But she was all a rectangular void and it was so wrong. And I was like, this is hilarious. And then there was the word, there was the, on the next, one of the other questions, it was like OAT, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, draw the line of symmetry in this word or something, right? And she was like, draw the line of symmetry. And she was like, but this doesn't even make a word book. Like, this is so complicated. No, I don't even know what this is. And she was like, what? OWAT. Really? Like, Brooke, this isn't a word. OWAT. And I was like, oat.
That is so like, funny.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
I was actually in stitches. And then one day, right, so one day, I think one of us like swore or something in class, right? And we thought the teacher, maths teacher, heard us. And then the maths teacher was like, excuse me, let's just call her like, so this call her Nadia, right? So her name was Nadia. She'd be like, excuse me, Nadia, can I see you outside for a minute? And we were like, oh, you're gonna get in so much trouble for just swearing.
No.
So she went outside and she just wanted to ask her about like how she was getting on or something. A cuboid. But what's
a square is a cube.
A cube and a cuboid.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was calling a cuboid a rectangular boy. But anyway, so she took her aside and she was like seeing how she was getting on with her like paper and all. She wasn't going to tell her off. But on the way in, the teacher was like, so if anybody asks you, just like say I wanted to ask you where you got your hair dyed or something. So she came in and she was like really trying not to laugh, but like, and we all thought she just got told off. It's so funny.
That's so great. I have a similar story to that. I literally didn't even pass my fourth year maths. Like, that's how bad I am at maths. And I got to, praise the Lord that you don't need maths for this degree. We were in sixth year then, and me and Matthew Campbell, not to shame you, Matthew Campbell, like a few other people who I won't name because we also knew them, we're all in a class together with some fifth years and some lower six, and we all had to, like, we were literally doing lines of symmetry in sixth year. I felt like there was a circle, right, and say, do you know the way, like, the peace symbol, so it's, like, line and, like, two things down.
Yeah.
So it was like that, right, and it had a circle inside the circle as, like, an outer ring, right, but there was a tiny bit missing, right, and it was, like, draw the line of symmetry, so I just added in the line. And my teacher literally looked at it and was like, she cried, and she was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, I'm not even embarrassed anymore because I literally can't do this. So then she was like, I can't believe you thought that was right. So then the boys who were in my year who didn't have to reset their maths and like printed out like P7 worksheets of maths for me and made me do them to help me. I was so bad. I'm so bad at maths.
That's so sad.
But it was great because I used to sit at the back of the class and I wouldn't be listening, which again is probably why I failed. My teacher would have been like, guys, like, be quiet, and I'd be like, I don't need maths to be a Christian and love Jesus, so I don't really care. And she would have been like, oh, okay then.
Okay, Nadia.
Okay then.
That's so funny. God, imagine you got to heaven and you're like, this is not, I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, of course it's not. But imagine you got to heaven and God was like, do you have your GCSE maths there?
Here, I'm not joking. Like, imagine, I actually feel like I should go reset my GCSE maths.
Just in case he's like, nope.
Goes and reads the whole Bible, doesn't say anything about GCSE maths in here. Oh, that's actually scared me a bit.
I mean, that's not gonna happen, Nadia. Like, you're pretty covered. Like, you know what I mean?
Covered.
Washed by the blood. Oh, that's funny. Like,
but yeah, we like. So Brooke, you YouTube, don't you as well?
Well, I used to. Yeah. So for like any. So yeah. Ish. So I used to really enjoy it, and then me and editing had a really horrible like relationship and we broke up.
We don't speak about it anymore.
I'm actually crying. No, I just didn't have the time to edit. Like, I had loads of ideas and then just like didn't like fill them or whatever, but I might start again. Jokes,
this is our new life.
This is my life now, hashtag podcast life.
No way. Like, what made you start YouTube?
Well, I knew I was just really hyper all the time, and then everyone was like, you should start a YouTube channel, like, I would definitely watch that. And I was like, I will, and I got really excited about it. And then my friends, Phoebe and Alex, they had a YouTube channel called Creation Explored, and like, we all just kind of got into it together, and they were so passionate about it, so I was like, if you're passionate about it, I'm really passionate about it. Yeah. And I was just, yeah, we just got so pumped together, like, and I started making videos. And I started, so LOL, I posted a video saying that I was going to start a new thing on my channel called My Life List.
Oh, I watched that video.
Oh, did you watch my before I knew you? So, like, literally the first week you moved in, like, before we became friends or, like, talked or anything, like, properly talked, I, like,
stalked me.
Oh, Reggie, just text me. But, yeah, like, I properly, like, sat and watched your YouTube channel. Made me laugh so much. Not laugh.
You're a loser.
No, it didn't make me laugh. I don't know why I even said that. I, like, really enjoyed it. I was like, this is so funny. And I felt like I got to know you a little bit more, like, before I became your friend. But I was like, this is so weird. Like, you're literally lying in bed in here, and I'd be lying in my own bed, like, watching videos of you.
That, you've never told me that.
Yeah, I don't know why I've never told you that before. Oh, Raju just texted me and said, where are you? Come to the lounge.
Tell Raju to come feature on the podcast.
Raju.
We had this really amazing friend called Raju, and he's in first year, and he is just the sweetest human being, like, I've ever met in my life. He is a giant babe.
I think I was like, he is a giant. I was like, no, he's actually not.
He got his hair cut this week.
He's so pretty. Like, but the thing is, he is the nicest. His girlfriend is one of my favourite people in this world. Like, I think she is the nicest girl. Him and her are just, like,
amazing.
They're amazing. Do you ever just meet those people in life where you're just like, you're amazing. Like, I wish if I could have an ounce of your joy and, like, kindness, I wish I could.
Yeah.
So, Brooke, question. Another question. Who inspires you in the podcast world? Do you listen to any podcasts?
No.
Do you not?
No, I actually... So, well, I listen to the Bible Project podcast.
Right, of course you do. Because
I love to learn my God. So, yeah, no, that's the only real podcast. Actually, I would listen to David Dobrik's podcast sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
When I'm on the 2-on-2.
I think it's like when I'm on the toilet.
When I'm on the toilet. The toilet story. Why, who influences you in the podcast world, Nadia?
David Dobrik, I really like, what's it called? Views? No, it's called,
I forget.
Clickbait? No, I think that's it's called Views.
It's called Podcasts NI.
Okay, Rashi has texted me and said, come down to the lounge quickly. I have something to show you. Moving in a tree. Come fast. They're going to be so annoying. But I also feel like I should go down, because if I don't, they're just going to keep texting me.
Really?
Do you want me to go down?
Can you pause this and start again? Not start again, like add stuff in. Or can you just talk? You could just talk until I come back. So that was really pointless. Rashid literally just wanted us to like sit with someone, which isn't pointless, which would have been really kind of us to do, but the person wasn't there anymore, so
jokes on them,
we're too cool for them.
But yeah, so this has been, I'm speaking into a pen like a microphone.
I was wondering what you're doing.
This has been the first podcast. See, but we don't know what even we're but
like, where are we going to go with this?
Yeah. So, like, if you have any things that you want us to talk about, or, like, questions that you want us to answer, or topics in general.
Yeah.
Or tips in life.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
That would be fun. Our next one we could do our 5 top tips each for life.
Yeah. Yeah. Here. That's it. Yeah. I'm going to write that down. So, the next time will be... our 5 top tips for life.
Yeah. And we're sorry that it's a wee bit all over the place, but that's who we are as people. We're never going to be structured.
ENFPs.
ENFPs. So we're never going to be structured. We don't like structure. I would rather this just be a mess all over the place, because that's what our brains are doing right now. 100 miles an hour. We have nothing planned for this, and that's what happened. So
that's it.
That's it.
See you next time. Well, we're not going to see you in room 20, and you're not going to see us, but you're going to hear us speaking in
hear
room 20.
Hear you next time.
Listen to you listening to me next time.
Dee-lee-doo-boop. That's our theme tune.
Bye.
Bye.